بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن تجسيس القبر والبناء عليه. There is the next chapter, and this is with regard to the prohibition of plastering or building over a grave. That also, unfortunately, we find some places where they build a tomb, a shrine, and they make it of any buzurg, any peer, etc. This is not permitted. A qabr should be plain and simple. It should just be raised from the ground like the hump of a camel. That is all. Nothing else should be there. And for identification, ulama have permitted that a little plate be put there to identify that whose qabr it is. Otherwise, basically, previously that also was not there. Just so much. And however, some places where there is a lot of rain, and for like floods or so, and they wash away all the qabrs, there ulama have permitted just a little brick around the qabr, so that the qabr doesn't fall in, and all the time you have to fill it in, and no sign of the qabr remains. But otherwise, there should be nothing built on the qabr. Big tombstones, etc., that also should not be there. The qabr should be as plain as possible. And alhamdulillah, most of our qabristans are like that. But we do find some qabrs that they are building something around it. That should not be the case. This is prohibited. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يجسس القبر. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is prohibited to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited plastering over a grave. That is making it like a solid grave, etc. The grave should be maintained, and from time to time this sand does wash away. So it should be put, other sand should be put, and the sign of the qabr should be there, which is like the hump of a camel. In that way, a bit higher at the head side, and a little bit lower at the foot side. And just one hand span, it should be above the ground. Not more than that. وَأَيْ يُقْعَدَ عَلَيْهِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also prohibited from sitting on the grave. وَأَيْ يُبْنَى عَلَيْهِ. And also he prohibited from building on the grave. So this is all not permitted. We shouldn't build on the grave. Many places, like even in our country, other countries, Ajmer, etc., where there are huge shrines built on the qabr. This is not permitted at all. The qabr should just be plain and simple. It is not permitted to plaster a grave from the inside or outside, or to build a dome or structure above it, because it entails unnecessary wastage of wealth. In fact, if something has been built on a grave, it is compulsory to remove it, as Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu once did upon the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where there is a proper Muslim government in place, and then they should enforce this. When Ali Saud, the present government of Saudi Arabia, just somebody narrated, when they took control, then in Jannatul Baqi, there were also plenty of shrines like this. And they had broken all the shrines. Today we see Jannatul Baqi is plain, only graves. And then, unfortunately, they also wanted to break the shrine of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rozai Mubarak. And for that, the intelligence told them, this will cause a very great uproar in the whole Muslim ummah. And for that, according to one narration, they sent delegations to the Muslim world to let the ulama make them understand this and explain to their people so that all could be united on it. They came to Dioban also, and they gathered the top ulama of the country for this purpose. And they explained the argument that we have to break even the dome of the Rozai Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was also present. Then he, after a while, spoke and he said, now I understand this matter. They all thought that he also understands that the Gumbat must be broken down now. Then he said what it is, that the building was not built on the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was buried in the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So the building was there present from before. So therefore this is not to be broken. And also, and it comes in the hadith that a Nabi is buried in the place he passes away. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he was buried there. So this was not a case where the building was built over, the dome was built over Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but it was there present already, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was buried there. But in any case, in our instances, no matter who it is, which buzurg or who, we shouldn't make a big show of that qabr. It's just an ordinary qabr like every other qabr. At the most, just a little bit, just to put the name and that. And that also shouldn't have more things written on it. We find in the qabristan of Darul Uloom, where all the buzurgs are buried, all the qabrs are just plain and simple. And also some places, some of the Darul Ulooms, they bury their, for example, their elders in part of the Darul Uloom. Many places this takes place. That should also not rather be there. They should be buried in the common qabristan where everyone else is buried, and there also no big show over the qabr or anything. It must just be plain and simple how every other qabr is. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.